We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I did want to play some of this Jaden Daniels audio. He was he joined the nightcap with Shannon Sharpe and Chad Ochocinco. I got to be honest, I wanted to stay up for this, but it wasn't. They don't start until like the last sporting event of the night is over. I don't even know what time this thing started because that was it. Thunder Pelicans was on last night, and I fell asleep. But luckily, we have a producer like the great Landini who's able to track down the audio. And let's start here. I feel like draft season gets us so damn mind-warped that we forget why a dude like Jaden Daniels is worth all the conversation. He just won the Heisman Trophy. I think he threw for 40 touchdowns, ran for another 10. I mean, the guy is an absolute stud. I like Jaden Daniels explaining why he's different than the other quarterbacks in this cycle.
I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but I'm a competitor. Right. I'm a dog, man. You know, and in my escapability, you know, I could, you know, you give me a lane, I could go 80.
Right.
So,
right.
So that separates me, man. Just, you know, I getting to know those guys. I mean, I know they all got high football IQs, but I would say just that dog in me, like, you know, this is all I know. You know, I grew up football. I was always doubted. You know, people doubted me to this day. So, you know, I take that, you know, add it to the fire at the end of the day. So, but other than that, man, you know, just my escapability, man, my legs. I don't know. God bless me with those. So I got to keep using them.
No lies detected. Jaden Daniels ran 135 times for 1,134 yards. Good for 8.4 a pop with 10 touchdowns on the ground. That goes along with throwing for 3,812 yards, 40 touchdowns against only four interceptions. He averaged 11.7 yards per attempt. Like, this was not at the line of scrimmage. He's going downfield. Completed 72% of his passes along the way. Now, he had two first-round wideouts on that LSU team. But you know what he did? He got him the ball. I like Daniels. I like McCarthy. I like Drake. Like, there are reasons guys to like all over the place. I do think the legs make a big difference, B, like he explained.
Yeah, it does. And I think the whole thing about it is it's amazing that people take the legs and make it into a negative. And I think when we had Greg Cosell on this show maybe a couple months ago, he mentioned how good of a passer and how good he was in the pocket. I think everybody looked over that. And I think it used to be where people would get these athletic quarterbacks who weren't very good passing the ball, and then that starts to knock things. And now still in the 2024, guys that can run, that also, and, you know, guys that happen to be a true quarterback that still has elite athleticism, they get knocked because of that. So, I mean, I say just like the, what you call it, the pressure, what's a little stat, the analytical stat they use?
The pressure to sack
pressure
ratio.
Pressure to sack ratio. The pressure to sack ratio, when a guy runs the football and goes 60 yards and scores a touchdown, that's not included. And that needs to be included as well. It shouldn't just be, oh, when he threw the ball and took a sack or something like that. If he can break out of it and go the distance, that should be commended as well.
Sure, absolutely. I think we have tried to see the whole picture with Jaden. I believe I kind of remove Williams, right? Because he's going to Chicago and it's just not going to happen. So I think you're talking about McCarthy, Drake, Jaden, and Penix. They brought Penix in. I do think we have to give some consideration to Penix. And especially the way Minnesota and Vegas are drooling over themselves. You know what? You know the way the Vikings and the Raiders are acting? You ever had a buddy go to a strip club and then he was convinced that the stripper was actually in love with him? Like, that's the way the Raiders and the Vikings are acting.
I never had a buddy do that.
Well, it's happened. I've seen it.
Yeah, I've seen it happen to guys. Somebody with his girlfriend. I'm like, fool, are you crazy?
Yo, like, and you know what they end up, we know what happens in those scenarios? Those dudes run up $3,500 on their credit card and
nightly.
Maybe get divorced, right? Like, that's the way the Raiders and the Vikings are acting towards this quarterback situation is desperate. And I don't think there's a good chance of it. But I think, dude, if Minnesota offers something outrageous and you can get to 11 and you could take Penix, I don't hate it, right? Like, if you get to a situation where you are still getting a quarterback you really like and you add three first-rounders,
mm-hmm.
Again, I think these are very small probabilities of happening, but, like, I don't think we should be ignoring Penix. They just had him here with the other guys last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all these guys have concerns. JJ, we just don't know very much. It was just the tape is so limited, right? Drake kind of misses the easy stuff, has sloppy footwork. Can you grow out of that? Hell yeah. He's only 21 years old. Jaden, one of the concerns for some people is his weight. And I thought this was pertinent, Jaden Daniels talking about how big he is.
But have you talked to any teams and have your trainer said, Jay, we probably need to put about 10, 15 pounds on you? Not right now, but through the process over the
for
next
sure.
year or so.
Yeah. Most definitely. Like, teams I talked to, it was like, what I played last year, I was like around like 205. So there was like, you know, we just going to put on weight progressively, but we ain't going to overload you. So, you know, right. your play start to digress.
What do you think about teams saying they want them to add weight, B?
Well, I have no problem with it because that's normally what happens to almost everybody that comes into the majority of players that come from college to the NFL wants you to gain a little more weight. And not that they want you to just gain weight, they want you to gain a proper weight. So, you know, you got some linebackers who get a little thicker, but they want to make sure that they adjust how their body is built. Offensive linemen, some of them come in here, they want them to gain a little bit more pounds, but they don't want them to just go be out there just eating anything under the sun. They want them to gain some muscle, you know, get a little stronger with it. It happens at just about every position. So teams telling them that is no problem. The thing that bothers me is that I don't hear anybody talking about J.J. McCarthy. He was lighter than Jaden Daniels was. And Jaden Daniels is 6'4", and J.J. is 6'3". So why isn't that talk about him even the same?
Yeah, I mean, J.J. has since added weight, I believe, but that's fair. But I also think the weight concerns specific to Jaden are some of the big hits you see, and it looks like it's a car wreck or like he wrecks on us
and he gets up
skiing.
But see, sure. My thing is, a guy played at 190 something supposedly, and I'd be damned if he's been working out as much as you think he's supposed to be working out since the football season ended, and their football season ended later than anybody because they were in the national championship game. And if he weighs, as people are saying, 220 now, that's not 220. Great weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that. Where
so
I
that's,
separate,
that's a little weird to me.
Okay, that's fair. What I separate there, though, with Daniels is when we have callers, Bill from Reston calls in. He's like, I don't know about Daniels. He might be too skinny. Like, that is dismissible. But if he said in meetings with teams, they've said, hey, over the next couple of years, we're going to want you to add some muscle on there, I think that.
But
one,
see, you
is kind of just normal. Like
that's
you're
going to
be in the NFL.
Thing.
You got to add weight.
That's a normal thing. But it's the fact of people trying to act like it's something new that players from college to the NFL gain weight. You know what happens also in the next 3 to 4 years? You're getting older.
Right.
Your body's going to naturally mature more. You're going to gain some weight. So to me, it's nothing to be amazed about when it's a natural thing.
I can report with certainty, per sources and just myself. As men grow older, they put more weight on. I know that is breaking news here on The Fan, but as a 42-year-old father of two.
It's not just men.
You put more.
I know you didn't want to say it, but it happens.
As people age. Hey, how about that?
I'm an equal opportunity type guy. Everybody, men and women, it happens to them.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.